when I alluded to Nunzio, I mean, I probably pretty much, I knew he was gay, you know, but he was also bi too, because he would have women. But then, you know, like Twig, who was the DJ, he was totally gay. He got killed years later. I don't know what the actual story was, but I think my understanding from what I heard was that, and he was really a good friend to me. I mean, I really liked Twig, the DJ at Nunzio's. And, you know, the story I heard was that, you know, he probably picked up the wrong person, you know, and he ended up getting killed. But, you know, so being gay back then was dangerous. You know what I mean? It was, you could get arrested, you could get killed, you could get beat up, you know, if you talk to the wrong person, that kind of thing. And nowadays, of course, it's completely different. You know, people are like, oh, you're gay, so what? You know, oh, you're transvestite, you know, or transitional, whatever. It's, you know, but back then there was a great deal of, it was very underground and it was very forbidden. And it was very, you know, like if you were into S&M or if you were gay or if you were transvestite, you were just a freak. You know, you were like some weird thing from another planet kind of stuff. You know, things have changed so much. For me, I mean, I was a teenager in the 70s. And so, you know, when you're learning about people, you know, you're hanging out with people that are gay or transvestites or whatever. And it's very kind of strange because it's, you know, you're at one point you're learning about your own sexuality, you know, and I was strictly straight, but at the same time I had friends that were gay, and it was, you know, it's all very kind of, it was definitely a different time back then. You know, it wasn't like it is today at all. It was, if you were gay, you were strange. And if you were a transvestite, you were extremely strange, you know, but those were the kinds of people you would meet in the clubs, you know, and it was very cool.